Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's Daf is Brachos Daf Gedbeis. The topic of the Shir is Just in Time for New Year's, Revisiting HaMelech HaKadosh and HaKel HaKadosh. And the Shir is being learned by Ili Nishmas, Erez's father, Avram Shaul Ben Shulam Etzalma, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. The Gemara relates several statements made by Rabba Bar Chinan Asava, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav. And one of the statements is as follows. Amar Rabba Bar Chinan Asava, Mishmei de Rav, Rabba Bar Chinan Asava said in the name of Rav, Kol Hashana Kula, all year long, Adam is Palal HaKel HaKadosh, Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. In Shimon Esrei, when we get to the third bracha of Ata Kadosh, the conclusion of the bracha is, Baruch Ata Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. And when we get to the bracha of Hashiva Shavteinu, the conclusion of that bracha is, However, chutz mi asar yom shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim, except for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because otherwise there are really only 7 days in between. Shem is palil omer hamelach hakadosh v'hamelach hamishpat. So we change those brachas. We change hakel hakadosh to hamelach hakadosh, and we change hamelach ohev tzedakah mishpat to hamelach hamishpat. Something that we're all familiar with. The Gemara continues on, Rabbi Lazar, Amar, Afilu Amar HaKel HaKadosh Yatza. Even if a person says HaKel HaKadosh, he's fulfilled his obligation, does not need to repeat Shemon Esrei. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, again, a Pasuk we're familiar with from Rosh Hashanah Davening, Vayigba Hashem Tzavakos Bamishpat, and Hashem of hosts has been exalted in judgment, V'HaKel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitztaka, and the Holy God has been sanctified with justice. Emasai Vayigba Hashem Tzavakos Bamishpat, when is Hashem exalted in judgment? Elu asar yomim me Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim. That's during the time of Aseres Yimei Tshuva when Hashem judges the world. And yet it says right afterwards, Vayigbar Hashem Tzavakos b'mishpat v'akel hakadosh nikdash b'tzedakah. Actually, you find that almost a little ironic that when you are diving that bracha in Shmon Esrei, you go, Vayigbar Hashem Tzavakos b'mishpat v'akel hakadosh nikdash b'tzedakah, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. It's good you have your sitter in front of you, your machzer in front of you, because otherwise that can lead to a lot of mistakes. Now the Gemara asks, "My Havilah, what will be the halacha?" Amar Rav Yosef, "Hakel Hakadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat." Rabba Amar, "Hamelech Hakadosh VaMelech HaMishpat VeHilchasa KeRabba." The halacha follows Rabba that we make the change. Now this is a halacha that we're all familiar with, and I'll tell you the truth, honestly, a little disclosure that when I come across an Indian like this, so the two emotions that I feel. On one hand, I'm like, "Wow, this is great. I'm learning about something that I'm familiar with." But then sometimes you realize that something you're so familiar with becomes a little complicated and you get a little disheartened. You could get a little disheartened. You're like, wow, I've been saying this for so many years and I know so little about it. But on the other hand, as my Rebbe Rav Parnas has told us in Shir, there's no such thing as an easy Gemara or necessarily an easy Masechta. Meaning every Masechta is the same type of thing. There's a lot of lumdus, and you can have as much lumdus learning what we would call, let's say, this sugi right here in Brachos as you can when you're learning Bava Kama. Except what's the difference? The difference is, this is what he calls a Hamish Indian. It's an Indian we're more familiar with. Meaning we definitely have a lot more experience of HaKel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaKadosh than Shlosha Achim, Shenasu Shalosh Achayo, three brothers marrying three sisters and two of them dying, right? Like you see in Yevamos all the time. This stuff is not as familiar, so that's why it's a little bit harder in terms of lambdas. But still, there is lambdas to be found, and there are ideas to be gleaned from this Gemara. And the first thing we're going to be doing is to discuss what is the actual difference between Rav and Rabbi Elazar. Why would Rav say we go HaMelech HaKadosh? And why would Rabbi Elazar say you do HaKel HaKadosh or HaKel HaKadosh works? So let's first start looking at the regular bracha. The regular bracha is Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh u'Kadoshim b'Chol Yom Yehalelucha Sela Baruch Ata Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. What's the idea of HaKel HaKadosh? So Rav Schwab Zichron LeBracha writes in his Sefer on Shmon Esrei and Tefillah that HaKel HaKadosh represents the Mida of Chesed. Using the word Kel, it's an idea of Chesed, as we see in the Yod-Gimel Midos, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum B'Chanum. The Kedusha of Hashem is beyond our comprehension. Yet, we say, U'kedoshim b'chol yom yahalelu chasela. The Holy Ones will praise you every day forever. Who are these Kedoshim? So one pshat it's explaining is referring to the Malachim. Makes a lot of sense. However, there's another pshat that's referring to people, specifically Klal Yisrael. What does this have to do with Rachamim? Where's the rachamim in terms of people praising Hashem? Shor Shrab explains, it's the very fact that Hashem allows us to rise to the level of kedoshim that shows this rachamim. What do I mean? We're people with physical desire. And honestly, we fail often, sometimes more than we succeed. Or if we do, we'll succeed a little bit more. But we're human beings. Human beings fail. Human beings have animal desires. Human beings tend to sometimes, more often than not, favor approaches of not of Kedusha, but rather more of the physical world. And yet, we're still given this opportunity three times a day to say, Ata Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, Kedoshim, B'chol Yom, Elucha Selav, when we're in Shul, we say, Nikadosh, V'Shimcha Ba'olam, K'Shem Shemat, V'Shim Oso, B'Shemem Arom. Remember all those words? We're about to sanctify Hashem's name and call and praise Hashem for being holy the same way that the Malachim do. Kedusha is such a tremendous, tremendous tefillah. So how can we get to this? This is the chesed of Hashem, that Hashem gives us this opportunity to reach this level. That's why we say he's Hakel HaKadosh. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, though, we experience a time of din. During that time, Hashem looks at us with a much stricter view. And for us to be successful, we have to rise to a higher level. Just relying on Hashem's chesed for a good judgment would not be sufficient. So it's for that reason we need this extra focus. That focus is given to us through recitation of a different formula. Namely, HaMelech HaKadosh. By saying HaMelech HaKadosh, it refocuses us and tells us, hey, wait a second, Hashem, the Melech, the king, is sitting in judgment. Melech means judgment. Akel is chesed. And we're saying, this is the time that Hashem is acting in judgment. And because this is the time that Hashem is acting in judgment, we need that focus. That is almost the mahus of the time period. That is the essence of that time period. And we know that just like when a person, Davin, a Yontif Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, he's not Yotze. You daven a Shabbos Shmona Esrei on a weekday, you're not Yotze. Here too, the time period demands that change. So then what's the understanding of Rabbi Elazar? How can Rabbi Elazar say that Hakel HaKadosh is going to work? He's not going to be arguing on the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. So rather than Mitsudos, explain that pasuk in Yeshaya, Vayibar Hashem Tzavakos Bamishpat, Hakel HaKadosh B'Nikdash B'Tzdaka, the following way. It's true that it brings a tremendous certain level of Kiddush Hashem to the world when the Rishayim are punished. After all, when Hashem does bring justice, people do realize the greatness of Hashem. However, even in Din, Hashem still acts with the Midah of Chesed, because at the end of the day, we still say Hashem is a God of Chesed. And our judgment is carried on with the Chesed. As what do we say at the end of Shofros? Shomea Truas Amo Yisrael Birachamim. Hashem still has this judgment. Now, that being said, we must always have, for example, when we make a bracha, the bracha must always match the item that's being made on. As we learned in the previous Amud, Rashi explains that reciting a Borei Pri Hagafen on beer is not a good bracha. But a shahakal on wine is a good bracha because it does match the food, albeit on a different level, because to be more precise. Similarly, though, to say that Hakel HaKadosh is not going to work because it's a false idea, that's not true. So yes, it's true that the essence of the time period is Malchus and is Din. But within Din, there is Rachamim. So yes, L'chadchila, we should definitely be saying Hakel HaMelech HaKadosh, because that is a time period. But to say something false, to say Hakel HaKadosh, that's not going to be false. That's not like saying tomorrow morning on Sunday, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, today is Shabbos. That's false. That doesn't work. Saying Mekadesh HaShabbos on a Sunday, or saying Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim on Shabbos, that's like saying Borei Pri HaGafen on beer. But to say Hakel HaKadosh on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, even though that's not the essence of the day, if the time is not Rachamim, but there is Rachamim. It's almost like saying Shahakol on wine. Now it's true, the essence of the wine is not really Shahakol, it's more. But nonetheless, it's not a false thing. So similarly, Rabbi Elazar will say, it's appropriate enough as it matches the Hanhagas of Hashem, even during the Yemei Hadin, and Hashem still shows Rachamim. With this understanding of the two concepts, we can now look at three different approaches as to what exactly the Machlokas is in terms of on what level are we dealing with. And in fact, the Baal HaMor points out that there's actually not even a machlokas. And the truth is, the way that we explained it just now, it makes total sense that Rav is speaking about l'chadchila and Rabbi Elazar is speaking b'di'evit. In other words, l'chadchila, we should be saying HaMelech HaKadosh, because that is the precise midah of the time. That is the time of the year. There's din. Say HaMelech, which implies din. But b'di'evit comes Rabbi Elazar and says, you're still Yotzei with saying Hakel HaKadosh, because again, there still is rachamim. It's not a wrong concept. It's almost like the case of Yayin and Shechar, right? A person holds up a cup of beer, he makes a Borei Pri HaGafen, that's not going to be good. But if a person's holding a cup of wine and he says Shehakel, that's going to be good. Because remember, the question on the Gemara over there is not whether you finish the bracha, is it what about changing in the middle? But point of the matter is, though, the Baal HaMor says it's not really a machlokas. Rav is lechatchila, and Rabbi Lozer is b'diyeved. Another way to explain, understand this machlokas, though, comes from the Rashba. And again, this is a little bit more innovative. The Rashba says that the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Lozer is as follows. Rav says that just like there's a chiyuv to say hamelech ha-mishpat lechatchila during aseres yemei tshuva, there is also a chiyuv to say hamelech ha-kadosh lechatchila. And if he did not do it, you're still yotzei b'diyeved. Comes Rabbi Elezer and says, not only could you say Hakel HaKadosh B'dieved, but you can even be Yotzei with Hakel HaKadosh L'chadchila. And look at this. So the way that the first opinion in the Rashba is saying it is that you have, again, a machlokes, as is HaMelech HaKadosh the only L'chadchila bracha? That's what Rav says. Or is even Hakel HaKadosh the only, is Hakel HaKadosh also a lechatchila option? And the truth of the matter is, based on the explanation of the two brachos that we said before, we could understand this as well. Because again, what are they arguing about? The machlokas could be, it's true that there is chesed in din. Does this chesed in din enough to characterize a time period lechatchila as well, because there's such a guarantee of chesed? Or do we say that no, we go by the ikar period of the din? Nonetheless though, the extent as to how the amount of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in din, that influences the machlokes, in terms of how we view the machlokes between Rabbi Elezer and Rav. So according to this opinion in the Rashba, the fact is, the machlokes is not whether you say HaMelech HaKadosh versus HaKel HaKadosh, but rather, is HaMelech HaKadosh the only lechatchila option, or is HaKel HaKadosh also lechatchila option? Of course, this question that jumps out on the sheet is the words of the Gemara don't seem to be that way. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elezer Amar, Afilu Amar Akela Kadosh Yatza. That seems to imply Bidyevit, as it works throughout Shas. So the Rashba says that Rabbi Elezer didn't want to say that it should be Hakela Kadosh and nothing else. He wanted to give the option of doing something else as well. By using the word Yatza, Rabbi Elezer is saying that you're Yotze with this option as well. So that's how Rabbi Elezer would understand the Gemara. So that's how the Rashba would understand the Rabbi Elezer, that the Yotza means, in addition to, if he just said Hakel HaKadosh Lechatchila also, it might not have been as understood or implied. The Rashba ultimately rejects this approach and goes with the standard understanding of the Machlokas, and namely, the Machlokas is pure B'dieved. With Rav saying HaMelech HaKadosh is the Bracha, saying Hakel HaKadosh won't even work B'dieved, Rabbi Elezer says Hakel HaKadosh will also work B'dieved, but Lechatchila we need to say HaMelech HaKadosh. And we can say that this Machlokas is an approach. While Rachum does happen, our relationship is either must be pure of din, and that's the character of the day, or do you say that, again, like we said before, L'chadchila versus B'dieved, but it's really more exclusively din, and it's our obligation, our hishtadlus, to go ahead and put Hashem in this concept of din. Whether Hashem does chesed or not, and does rachamim, that's not up to us. That's how Rav would learn it, and Rabbi Elezer would say, since it could happen, or since it's likely to happen, it's still not a false characterization of the day. Be it as it may. What's the nafka mina between these different opinions in terms of the machlokas is lechatchila, the machlokas is b'dieved, and so on? So, depending on the machlokas, of course, will impact the psak halacha. And Toso says, when the Gemara says, v'hilchasa k'ralva, Toso's quotes, v'hilchasa k'vasei, d'rabba, d'tzarech lachtim ha-melech ha-kodosh v'ha-melech ha-mishpat. Vimlo Omar, and if you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh, Machzirinoso, he must go back. And what's the reason? They call him Mishana Mimatbeya Shetavu Chachamim Eno Yotzi Yadecho Vaso. That if you change a bracha that Chazal make, the bracha doesn't count. Now, notice I just said Hakel HaKadosh. I didn't speak about HaMelech HaMishpat because that happens to be a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And the Ramah points out, and this is our practice, that if you do say Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, that's good enough because you are mentioning, acknowledging the Melech and the Mishpat. But in Hakel HaKadosh versus HaMelech HaKadosh, there's no acknowledgement of Melech, so that's not going to work. But to conclude, at least to summarize, not to conclude, there's another aspect of the Shir too. But to summarize, we have the idea that, again, Hakel HaKadosh is Rachamim, Hamel HaKadosh is Din, three approaches as to whether this is actually a machlokas, whether it's a machlokas lechachila, or it's a machlokas lechachila b'dieven, and Tosos and most of the Rishonim say it's a machlokas lechachila b'dieven. We paskin like Rav, as the word says, Rabba says the halacha follows this, and therefore, you say Akel HaKadosh during a Sersi Mei Tshuva, you got to go back. An interesting question that was brought up in the Chaye Adam, and he brings up the following chiddush in Klal Chaf Dalad, the Halachas of Shimon Ezra. The Chaye Adam quotes the Gaon Rav Abula Pesserveller, and he says the following. He says, Amar kan din mechudash. She'im ta'a b'leil Rosh Hashanah. If a person has made a mistake on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, v'lo amar ha-melech ha-kadosh ein tzarech la'achzor. Does not have to go back. If you say, ha-kel ha-kadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat Shimon Esrei. Even though we paskin that you do have to repeat Shimon Esrei, this is different than the rest of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And the Shaar Tzion disagrees with this chiddush and says you have to go back on the first night as well. What is this machlokas based upon? So, we know there's a halacha that we had Yalav Yavo Tar Shimon Esrei and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Yalav Yavo is a critical part of the Shimon Esrei. And the halacha is, if one forgot to recite Yalav Yavo any of these days, he must go and repeat Shimon Esrei. This applies to Chol HaMoed, Shachris, Mincha, and Marv, and it applies to Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, and Mincha. The one exception, though, is Rosh Chodesh night. That if one missed Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh night, he did not recite it at Marv, he does not have to repeat Shimon Esrei. What's the reasoning? Doesn't seem to fit in with what we just said. So the Gemara later on in the fourth paragraph explains and based the Mekadosh in as HaChodesh Balayla, meaning the base in Yerushalayim would not convene to declare the day of Rosh Chodesh until the morning. Rav Abula goes on to say that the recitation of HaMelech HaKadosh at night is similar to Yalav Yavu in that vein, and therefore, Kidin Ta'avalo Hiskir V'Yalav Yavu B'Leil Rosh Chodesh. It's just like he made a mistake and didn't say Yalav Yavu on Rosh Chodesh night. She ain't Sarech Lachzor. You don't have to go back. Why? She'ein mekanchin as a chodesh balayla. So im kain, b'leil Rosh Hashanah hadin kain. She'ein sarich lachzor ad kan l'shon hagon. So this is the end of that opinion. What's the reason behind this? So let's go back to why we recite HaMelech HaKadosh. All year we laud Hashem for the chesed that He shows us, allowing us to attain levels of kedusha, even if we've slipped up before. However, during Yemei Hadin, we undergo a stricter judgment, and we have to raise our level to make ourselves worthy through the aspect of din. We acknowledge this by reciting HaMelech HaKadosh in Shimon Esrei, and our Chachamim have declared that this is the bracha to say it's Matbeah Shetava Bo Chachamim, because it signifies the essence of the day. Yet, as Rav Moshe explains in his Igros Moshe, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov. Why is the pasuk telling us it's a chok li Yisrael and mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov? Melame teaching us she'in based in shalmal nichnas in ledin. Hashem's heavenly judgment doesn't start judging elim kein kichu based in shalmatas achodesh unless we were mekadosh the chodesh. And since based in will not come to be mekadosh chodesh tishrei until the day, after all Rosh Hashanah is technically Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we were able to get by without saying HaMelech HaKadosh since the din hasn't started. Listen to the sharpness of this Chiddush. The Chiddush is based on the idea HaMelech HaKadosh signifies the din. It signifies that the essence is now din. Since in theory, or since practically, the din doesn't start until the daytime, until Rosh Hashanah day, therefore, b'dieved, if one missed HaMelech HaKadosh, he's Yotzi because the essence of the din has not really started. And some of our minhagim reflect this. For example, on Rosh Hashanah night, the chazan does not wear a kittel when davening ma'ariv. I believe it's because of that reason as well. We also say, L'shana tova tikaseh b'sichaseim. Rosh Hashanah night, should you be written for a good judgment? Because the judgment hasn't happened. But yet, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and onward, we say, Gemara chasim etova, that the ceiling should be good because already the din has already been done on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, that's probably why we eat the simanim at night and not during the day. If the idea of having a great year or Shana Tova or Simanim Milsa, l'chor, we should be eating all the simanim all Yontif, not just on the first night of Rosh Hashanah for those who do. So then what's the sad to say to repeat, which is our practice? So Rav Soloveitchik says, it's based on the idea of why we recite Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh. And the Rav has a whole lengthy piece brought down in Rishimo Shiurim. And the Rav comes on to say that the act of saying Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh is really an act of Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the Choshech, sanctifying the Chodesh. And I'll read to you, translate from the Rav said. V'nira, it appears, the Yesod Din Hachzaros Rosh Chodesh B'tfila, the basis of the din of mentioning Rosh Chodesh and davening, is Chal Midin Kfios to Rosh Chodesh. It's an expression of sanctifying the month, setting up the month. Day Zeh, that through this, Shemazkirin Shayomu Rosh Chodesh, that you mentioned that today is Rosh Chodesh, Chal Maisa Nihug de Rosh Chodesh, the practice of Rosh Chodesh is put into effect. V'nisgalik HaBalas HaCheshbon, and it's revealed that the account, the Cheshbon, the Kfiyas Rosh Chodesh, Ayadei Kal Yisrael. In other words, this is our way of doing our own type of Kiddush HaChodesh. And because saying Yalav Yavo is such a thing, and it's our declaration of Rosh Chodesh, Lefichach im shachach lahazkir Yalav Yavo b'tfila, tzarech lachzor liyispal, you have to go back and daven. Da'afal pisha yotza chovas tfila, even though your tfila is good, you're not missing anything per se in your tfila, nonetheless, tzarech lispal lahazkir Rosh Chodesh kidei lekfoas Rosh Chodesh. You still have to set Rosh Chodesh. And since we don't have a basin to do it, it's through our tefillos that do it. So that's why you have to repeat Rosh Chodesh. And the Rav said that even though, the Rav goes on to say that even though the Chodesh is already set, we can look in and you can go online and find out when is Rosh Chodesh Shvat going to be in the year 2092. And it's going to be there. Nonetheless, since the idea is that Klal Yisrael still has to sanctify the month, it's for that reason that we have this concept of saying Yalav Yavo. So what happens at night? At night, though, we're not sanctifying the moon. At night, we're not being Mekadosh the Chodesh. We're not being Koveh the Chodesh at night because Ein based in Mekadosh is a Chodesh Balayla. So nighttime for Rosh Chodesh, it's almost like it's called Me'enam Ora, just like mentioning the day. It's like Ala Nisim. And because it's like Ala Nisim, we don't repeat Shemona Esrei, we don't repeat Shemona Esrei for Rosh Chodesh. So the Rav goes on to say again, reciting the idea of Ein Mekadosh as a Chodesh Balayla, reciting Rosh Chodesh, reciting Yalav Yavo, and not saying Yalav Yavo, the idea of not repeating Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh at night stems from the fact that Yalav Yavo is a declaration of Rosh Chodesh. Since that declaration could only take place during the day, that's why you have to say it during the day, and that's why it's crucial. You miss it at night, okay, it's like you forgot the day, but that's okay, you can forget, that's not the end of the world. Your tefillah is still going to count. The Rav continues and says this is not necessary by Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha is Chal automatically without our davening. Because again, there's no Isser Malach on Rosh Chodesh. The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is on a much lower level than the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's Kedusha is one of Yontif. It's independent of the Din and the Haraya. I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah's Kedusha comes with the onset of the day and the Isser Malach that comes about it. The Kedusha's Hayom is independent of the Din and the Haraya. You're not allowed to do malacha on the first night of Rosh Hashanah either, even though the din's not going to start till the day. As the halacha goes, just like one is not yotze if he davens a tefillas chol on Shabbos or Yontif, so too, once it's established that the nusach of Rosh Hashanah is that we say Hamelach HaKadosh, the Shemona Esrei without it will have a din of tefillah of chol. And for that reason, we need to repeat the Shemona Esrei even on Rosh Hashanah night. So let's summarize. With Abula, Pastor Lover wants to think, I came up with a chiddush that's saying that, wait, HaMelech HaKadosh might be different, because since it reflects Din, and the whole essence of HaMelech HaKadosh is Din, so maybe on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, when we don't have the Din till the next day, maybe you would not have to repeat Shemona Esrei. And he brings the paradigm of not repeating Yalav Yavo at night, because Ein Bekadosh is a Chodesh Balayla on Rosh Chodesh. So comes the Rav, and the Rav says that that's not the case. The idea of not repeating at night, the idea of Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, is because that's how we declare Rosh Chodesh. That's how we set Rosh Chodesh, because there is no onset of Rosh Chodesh with an Isser Malacha. Mash'ein Kein Rosh Hashanah, it comes about through the Isser Malacha already with Shkia the night before. So therefore, you can't draw the parallel. And because you can't draw the parallel, even if one forgets Yalav HaMelech HaKadosh on the first night, and the halacha is he would have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.